Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Success at Bees. I'm your host, Lori Wilk, and it's great to have you with us as we kick off our 16th season of Success at Bees online broadcasting, where our guests share secrets for success in business and living. Tonight, we'll be talking about estate sale liquidations, and you'll be gaining insights into buying and selling estate assets with the help of our special guest, Susan Bender. Susan is a top-tier female entrepreneur, South Florida, Palm Beach County, lady liquidator, and she's the owner of Deja Vu Estate Sale Liquidators and Deja Vu Estate Sales and Auctions. So help me welcome to our show, Susan Bender.
Thank you.
Susan, great to have you. We have been running through, technical difficulties here with some of the storms here in South Florida. So, Susan, it's great to have you here on our program, and we're looking forward to learning about what you're doing. How did you get involved in the estate sale industry?
You know, I have to tell you, it's a funny story. A friend of mine was in the business, and she had been in the business for about 20 years, and it's a tough business, and she called me up because she needed some marketing help. So I did some marketing for her, and we got so busy because there's so much going on in South Florida that she ended up retiring, and I ended up getting the company.
Wow. So being the fact that you got involved in the estate sale liquidation business, it's actually very complicated. What are some of the ways that you have to go about selling estates? There's obviously different formats.
Yeah, it is different, and with us, we're totally different than any other estate liquidators. A lot of estate liquidators are mom-and-pop, you know, distributors or whatever, and they come in, they work out of their house, and they do your home. But what they don't sell, what do you do with? And that's where we were 10 years ago. Like, what happens with what you don't sell? Because what do you do to get rid of it to help the client make money? And it's not just the client. A lot of times it's somebody going to assisted living and they really need the money, or that's all they have left in the world. And so you really can't just give it away. You need to make them the maximum amount of money because that's all they have left. So what we started doing estate sales, but not everything sells. And if someone's going to tell you everything sells, it's not the truth. So then we started doing consignment, but then a consignment, not everything sells. So then we start doing auctions. So between the three of them, I think we have everything covered. If it doesn't sell at the estate sale, we'll bring it to the store. If it doesn't sell at the store, we'll bring it to the auction. That way the customer gets the maximum amount for what they have. Instead of doing an estate sale where you might sell 50% of it. So you take the good stuff and you bring it back to the store or you bring it to the auction, and then the client that's all they might have left, and they need to get all they can for what they have. It's a different
Absolutely.
World from our parents.
Absolutely. And you give them a lot of different opportunities and ways to make that happen, and I like that. And I like it. I think it's so important that you are a female entrepreneur. Share with the audience really how that makes a difference for you as a woman in this industry.
It does, because I think of my mom. I think about my mom, and I think about if I wasn't here, what would I want for her? And I would want her to get the maximum amount for what you can get. And sometimes it's not all about the money. It's about the person. And I don't do half price, 75% off. I try to get my clients as much as I can in the avenues that we can, which is why we've gone to the three different things. We've gone from the estate sale to the store to the auction because, again, you and I, Lori, and anyone out there, we're going to be in that position at some point in time. Our money is going to run out. And in order for us to live a healthy, active lifestyle, what we're used to, we need to be able to have our money last. And that's
exactly.
Why we don't want to just give it away. We need to have options. And that's why the three-step option that we do, I think, is the best option for most people.
It is. And if they're just tuning in, if you're just tuning in right now, I'm speaking to Susan Bender. We're learning more about her business, and we're going to get some tips on estate sale buying and selling. Her website is DejaVuEstateLiquidators.com, so you'll be able to go to the site, and you'll be able to learn about upcoming sales and events that she's having. I wanted to share or ask you a little bit more about, you know, people not knowing everything about what they've got, or they have something and, you know, somebody's told them what it is or they've thought what it is. So how do you handle that as an estate liquidator, you know, getting other people involved and figuring out what people really, you know, have, what their assets are worth?
You know what? You have to have the right people, and we do. We have 13 people on staff that can appraise. I've got a gemologist. I've got two art appraisers. I've got a whole bunch of other people that know what they're doing. And, Lori, I have to give you a lot of credit. We did an auction Sunday and
yes,
on all the Internet, and you did a phenomenal job. On all the Internet, we had these two chair planters that online sold for $1,800. You sold them for $4,500 at auction.
I did not share with our listeners that have been on my show for 16 years that I have become an auctioneer, and I had that opportunity to work with Susan Bender and Deja Vu Estate Sales and Auctions, and we did have an auction on Sunday with a live audience. We had four different internet websites all going at the same time and people calling in phone bids. It was unbelievable, and I love working with you and your team, and we had a lot of fun, and I could really see how people who had consigned their assets that had not sold them at the actual estate sales on, you know, on location, and they hadn't sold yet in a store, they were able to get those items sold, you know, for the best monies you can get as people are in the marketplace. Because quite frankly, when you have an auction, the market's going to tell you at that moment what the price is. But when you've got so many different sources of people coming in, that's the price at the moment. And you're amazing. And working with you on auctions, I have got to share with my listeners, if you've got an estate that you've got to deal with, you definitely want to give Susan a call so that she can help you with it, because that's what I think you'll find out. It's really about caring and helping and working with people so that they can get the results. Now, I know you have coming up events in your stores.
But wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let me just say one thing, and Lori, thank you so much. I had a client in the audience that was planning on buying these cherub planters that sold for $4,500. He looked online. He's from Palm Beach. He sells to Palm Beach all the time. He was planning on paying $1,800. He looked at me. He's like, what happened? You sold them for $4,500. We had two clients, one on Invaluable, one on Live Auctioneers. They were bidding against each other. They both wanted them. He wanted them. He was bidding against them. He dropped out. An $1,800 on eBay item went for $4,500. You were phenomenal. But it's not just that. It's for the client. The client is in assisted living. They have $4,500. They would have gotten $1,800. So between the live auction, between three different other things, you got it up to 40, you know. They were blown away.
It makes you feel good, doesn't it? You feel great. It makes you feel good,
yeah.
And it's exciting. Yeah, it's a good,
if
it's
that
a feel
was
good.
Your mother, wouldn't you feel good?
I feel great. I would be excited.
Yes.
And I left excited, and I felt the energy. You could feel the energy in the people that were there, in participating, mm-hmm. and in bidding, and all the things that were going on online. And then your staff members that were handling all these people and guests is saying, you know, this really was good, and this was really enjoyable. And working together, it's really a big team. And I think that a lot of people out there, they're sitting with the problem, they're sitting with an issue, and they're alone. And you cannot handle this world really just by yourself. You know, you need to get get some other people who have some expertise who can tell you a little bit more about what you have and can help you, you know, value it and help you come up with a plan to get you your money. Now, in store, you have an amazing showroom, and one of the new things that you've got, I know that you're very philanthropic, and every month that you do something to benefit a charity in your area, and that you've got these buying and selling events that you started inside the store. Can you talk a little bit about that so people know?
Yes, we have nobody can know everything. There's just no way. There's so much going on. There's mid-century modern, there's modern, there's antiques, there's jewelry. We have a gemologist on staff. He'll be there tomorrow. And he'll be able to appraise what someone's jewelry is worth. All that money, it's $5 an item. It all goes to the Women's Chamber Foundation. And we do women's scholarships only through Palm Beach County. So all the money comes back. It goes to somebody. I normally don't give money except for scholarships. Normally we give food. We give whatever, whatever. But we have somebody who can appraise antiques. We have somebody mid-century modern. We have somebody for art. But It's a $5 donation. We don't get any of it. It goes straight to the charity. Every single month there's a different charity, and it goes straight to them.
We will post your address for the showroom on the site, but if you want to give it out to the guests, would you share with us, the guests, while we're live, you know, where you're located?
Absolutely. It's 4086 PGA Boulevard in Palm Beach Gardens. It's kind of hard to find because of if you use GPS, it will take you over the bridge. But if you take 95 East, it's right behind the Shell station. We have the whole left-hand side of the plaza.
Okay, so South Florida, if you're in South Florida or you're going to be coming down here to South Florida, folks that might be listening, you know, up north or other places that will come down here during the winter season, Deja Vu Estate Liquidators has an amazing showroom. They are really close to the I-95 expressway, east of I-95 at the PGA exit, and I am sure that they would love to have you. Every month, they are having a buying and selling event that's in the store showroom where you can come in there. And as Susan mentioned, if you bring items that you'd like to know more about what they're worth, the experts that are there at each event for a $5 donation will explain to you more about the value of what you've got. And so I think that's a wonderful way for you to not only know what's going on, but also contribute to a local, you know, charity and help some other people, because obviously, you know, giving back is a great way. Now, I know you're going to continue to do the estate liquidations, and they'll be on site. And one of the things I found also that's very impressive that you do is that you have security, you know, on location overseeing, you know, most of these events. And that's very different. And most people are concerned about their homes or their items or, you know, feeling secure as they're shopping. And I've been very impressed to see that you've had people on site for that extra touch of security.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's important for everybody. With estate sales, for example, a lot of money is exchanged. So for my staff and my customers, I think it's important to have armed security there. So we do. Plus, it gives people, we are professional estate liquidators, and it lets people know that. Next month, for example, which, you know, Lori, you're going to be the auctioneer. We have, $100,000 to $150,000 worth of jewelry. We're going to have two armed security guards there just because I've never had an issue, but guess what? I don't want to have an issue, and people
Absolutely.
Know that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So,
I'm telling you, we have so much to talk
staff,
about.
It's the people there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There, I mean, there's so much that we need to know, you know, about estate liquidations and, you know, some of the things that people need to do. I find when they're working with you, you're able to really give them a better idea about the preparation for their estate sales, because so many people, you know, have to get rid of these items and they have so much stuff, but you can't just put it out, and like you said, that it becomes more like a yard sale. It doesn't become, you know, an appropriate estate liquidation that's going to bring in the right kind of money. So you actually have to put in a good amount of preparation with your team to get everybody ready. And I want to talk about, you know, more with you about that on other episodes. I wish we had more time, but we're coming to the end of our show. And for those of you who have been listening, it's been great to have Susan Bender. She is the owner of DejaVuEstateLiquidators.com. I'm your host, Lori Wilk, and until we get together again, be safe and be successful. Goodbye for now.
Thank you,
Susan.